From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the death toll is now over 200 in the wake of the Italian earthquake. That death toll from the devastating earthquake in central Italy has reached at least 241 and could rise further after rescue teams worked through the night trying to find survivors under the rubble of flattened towns. The 6.2 magnitude quake struck a cluster of mountain communities 140 kilometers east of Rome early Wednesday as people slept, destroying hundreds of homes. The Civil Protection Department officially revised the death toll down to 241 from a previous 247. Given earlier on Thursday morning. Officials said they expected to confirm more deaths as the search operation continued. And that it does. Trucks full of rubble left the area every few minutes, including one in which a dusty doll could be seen lying on top of tons of debris. Thursday, the sun rose on frightened people who had slept in cars or tents, the earth continuing to tremble under their feet from aftershocks, hundreds of which have struck since the quake. Two registered 5.1 and 5.4 just before dawn. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is holding talks with his Gulf counterparts and a British minister in Saudi Arabia on the conflicts of Yemen, Syria, and Libya. The coordination with Washington's major Middle East allies came on the eve of Syria talks in Geneva between Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov. After a 30-minute meeting with the Saudi king, Salman, Kerry was to focus on the conflict in Yemen with the UN envoy, Ismail Oud Sheikh Ahmed, the Britain Middle East secretary, and the Saudi and United Arab Emirates counterparts. This is VOA News.